Hi everyone, I'm Heather Poduska and welcome to the call. This call is Power Moves, how to position yourself as a leader in your industry. I'm Heather Poduska and I'm a star maker to entrepreneurs who want to find their voice, unlock their potential, and step into the spotlight with confidence. I have over 30 years of professional performance experience on stage as an operatic soprano, as a national speaker, and as the host of my own podcast and television show, Thrive. What I do is help highly driven entrepreneurs become profitable, dynamic presenters and rise to celebrity status in their industries. And today we're going to talk about how you can rise to celebrity status in your industry, how you can show up like a power player. This is one of my favorite topics to share because it's something I think a lot of entrepreneurs are interested in, but they also struggle with and are confused about how to get their foot in the door. So today I'm going to share with you 10 tips to position yourself as a leader in your industry. Now, before we begin, the most important thing you need to know about being a leader is that in order to do that, you need to heighten your credibility and your status in your industry by demonstrating your value. Whether you're trying to position yourself in front of ideal high-paying clients or you're trying to grab the attention of major influencers in your industry, you have to come across as someone who can perform. And the steps I'm going to share with you are going to help you showcase your expertise and position you as a mover and a shaker. But one thing I want to make clear before we start is this is not about achieving success at the cost of other people. True leaders come from a place of service, and they operate with the highest degree of integrity and authenticity. And I know that's what you want. I know that's why you're on this call. I know that's why you found me, because that's what I teach. So with that in mind, let's get you in the game. Okay, the first thing that you need to know and to do to position yourself as a leader in your industry is to have a clear vision for your success. All dreams start in your mind. If you want to make big things happen in your business or in your life for that matter, you need to be crystal clear on what it is that you want. A lot of people have a vague idea of success. They see someone on stage speaking, a guru on TV, they're online, they see someone's website and they think it's really cool and they wish, oh man, I could be like them. Or I want to be like them, or I want their success. But they haven't spelled it out clearly in their own minds of how that would look and feel for them. So you really have to have this specific vision in your mind of what that is for you. Where will you be speaking? Whom will you be speaking to? Who is your audience? Who do you want to rub shoulders with? How much money do you want to be making? What circles do you want to be traveling in? Those are all questions you really need to marinate in and find the answers to for yourself. Because as you're building your business and going for your dream, you don't want to be on a path that's going to lead you someplace where you don't actually want to land. So you want to get that clear vision of what success means to you. Also, most people set goals that are too small, and then they're disappointed when they reach those goals. If you want exciting results, you need to have equally exciting visions for your success. As the saying goes, whatever the mind can conceive and believe, it can achieve. So why not dream big? Go for the big kahuna goal. Okay. Number two, you need to look the part. And I know this may sound superficial to some people, but people buy with their eyes. And whether that means they are buying a product from you or buying into your ideas, buying into your expertise, they're buying with their eyes. My teacher, when I was singing, used to say to me, Heather, they see you before they hear you, which means when you step on stage, people are already making assumptions about what you can do before you open your mouth to sing. And the same is true for you in your business. And you may think it's not fair, it's not right, it doesn't really matter, but it is so. It is true. That is the way people function. It's hardwired into our DNA back to caveman times. We would see someone across the plains and decipher, you know, are they a friend? Are they a foe? Are they going to be a good mate? And now we have more sophisticated filters of, is this person qualified? How much money do they make? Are they married? Are they gay? Are they straight? All of those things get instantaneously imprinted on our brains. And you want to be in as much control as possible of what that image is projecting to your audience. So you want to have a clear sense of what your visual brand presence should be online. We live in a digital world, and any time you're introduced to a new person or an audience, what are they going to do? They're going to Google you. You do the same thing. They're going to be checking you out online, which means you have to have a cohesive visual brand presence that screams authority. Make sure you have high-quality professional pictures of yourself, your products, or whatever you're putting out there on your website and your profiles, and that your branding is consistent across all your platforms. Now, before you get your feathers all ruffled and you saying, I'm a laid-back person, I'm not a Chanel brand, my brand is casual, that's totally cool. I totally get it. But casual doesn't mean sloppy or inconsistent. I want you to think about brands that are laid back, brands like maybe a more earthy, crunchy granola brand like Eddie Bauer. If you walk into an Eddie Bauer store, they have that naughty pine wood on the floors. They have those big wooden tables. It's very, outdoorsy. But all of their merchandise is very neatly folded. It's organized. It's clean. It's not overcrowded. They have the big screen in the back with the kayakers. It's very intentional. Or if you think about a brand like Life is Good, those short shirts that have the stick figures and the little sayings on them. I was in Logan Airport a couple of months ago traveling, and one of the gift shops, one of the shops in the airport, had a Life is Good section at the back. And their merchandise was so neat and organized, and everything was on brand. It all had the same look. It all had the same vibe. It screamed their brand authority. So if you want to be taken seriously, you have to have a clear, sharp, professional image, even if you have a more relaxed brand. Okay, number three, be visible. Again, people are going to be looking for you online. If you don't have a footprint, your street cred is going to be highly diminished. Of course, this is going to grow as you grow in your business and as your time and your budget allow, or maybe as you get a team or people to help you out. However, if you really want to be an influencer, you must become known. And this goes for you introverts out there as well. It doesn't mean you have to be shaking hands and kissing babies all the time, but you do have to use the channels with which you are comfortable to get your voice, your message out there. So you could be writing. You could even be speaking, because when you're speaking to a live audience, you're going from a script. You're not interacting with many people. You're acting one to many. So speaking sometimes works very well for introverts. But you have to become known. This could be posting on social media, writing articles, getting published, writing a book, doing interviews, speaking, networking. You have to create a public presence. The more people who know you or know of you, the stronger your network and the bigger your influence. Think of those concentric circles on a pond, right? People start speaking about you, talking about you behind your back in the very best way. This is crucial and something you should be working on all the time. Now, it's way better to be consistent. So if you don't have a lot of time, your time is limited, maybe you're a busy mom or a busy dad, or you've got a corporate job and you're building your business on the side, I get it. Everybody's time is limited. It's far better to be consistent than to go whole hog and then not do anything, right? Just do it in fits and spurts. It's like exercise. You can't be a weekend warrior and get the kind of results you really want. So be consistent and show up regularly. Because when you do that, you build credibility and trust with your audience. Okay, number four. This one is very important and something people don't always think about. That is, be a giver. Be a giver. You have to demonstrate value. And if you show up as someone who's generous, people are going to see you as having more value. The more you give, the more you're going to benefit. It's just the law of reciprocity. Think about it. If someone does you a solid, if someone does you a really great favor, it goes out of their way. They're thinking about you. Maybe they send you a card when you're down, or you know, maybe they offer to pick up your kids when you're in a pinch for carpool. You remember that, and you're like, oh man, I really want to pay that person back. That was so helpful to me. This is really true in all areas, and especially true if you're trying to approach someone who's more established than you are in your industry to get your foot in the door, and you really want to make that connection. Show up to that person as a giver. And here's the rule. Give, 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 and give some more, and then ask, right? Then do your ask. If you can prove yourself of value first, they're going to be much more likely to grant you access. And if they see you as someone who's, you know, on the ball and you're trying and you're hustling and you're really thinking about them, it's going to make them open up to you. Now, how should you show this value? What can you give to them? Well, it can be lots of different ways. If you're trying to make it into certain circles, it can be in the form of sharing someone's content. If you're a fan of a big guru or someone you really like their stuff, retweet their stuff, share their memes, share their articles, share their articles with a note that says, hey, I really like this person, you should read this, and then tag them so they know that you're sharing their content. Or create content and use them as a reference in your content and send it to them. Say, I wrote this, you know, you inspired me to write this article, mention their name in it, and then send them the article, right? Or you could show value by being a power connector. This is a really, really good one. If you're a power connector who makes important introductions for other people, you don't have to be, in Washington, D.C. or in Hollywood to have great connections. And you don't assume that if you're not where you want to be yet, that the power players aren't going to want to know your connections, because you don't always know what people want or need. If you're trying to get in with a really powerful speaker or business coach, they might need help with their relationship, and you might know someone who's a really good therapist or a really good relationship coach. Or you might know someone who's really powerful in their industry, but they need help with their health. Maybe they're overweight and they need, a trainer, and you know someone in your circle that's a fantastic trainer. Be imaginative. Really be thoughtful about the people you're trying to connect with, and connect them to other people, or keep your mind open to two people that would be great for them to know each other. Like, you're at a networking event and you meet someone who's really wonderful, and then you go someplace else and meet someone who's really wonderful, and you think, hey, these two people should meet each other. Make that connection. That positions you as someone who has some power, who has some authority, who has value to give. Another way to give value is to go into online groups and make the host look good and talk about your position of authority, right? Make comments on things that people are talking about and put your point of view in there. Well, when I work on this with my clients, or I've seen really great results when I do this around that problem, right? So you're not trying to sell things. You're coming from a point of view, but you are positioning yourself as someone who has value. Another way to show value is to pass along opportunities and be a great giver and partner with JV partners, even with your competitors. It shows that you're not desperate, right? If you refer clients to other people. I actually worked with someone recently who referred me to another person, a VIP client who paid me thousands of dollars to work with them. And my client said, I referred you to this other person because when I first talked to you, you told me of two other resources that might be helpful for me, and I realized that you were a giver. And I got a direct contact client, high-paying, multi-thousand-dollar client because of that. So I know that this is something that works. Pass along opportunities. There are lots and lots of ways to position yourself as a high-value expert, but they all start with giving. Okay, number five, we're going to flip this a little bit. We've been talking about being a giver, and now we're going to be talking about being a receiver. Number five is own your own value. Do not kowtow. The last thing you want to do when you are stepping into a bigger arena and you're trying to own space and you're trying to be a big player and you're trying to own your personal power is to appear desperate. Do not harass people. Do not lower yourself to ingratiate yourself with someone else. Do not defer to other people. Come to the table ready to play. This means both demonstrating value and demanding value. Charge what you're worth. Ask for what you want. Don't discount your pricing. Don't discount yourself. Show up as someone of value. Own your space. And one of the best ways to do this is to understand your superpower. What is it that you do better than almost anyone else? Something that you could do in your sleep and get results with. That is going to be one of the most valuable things that you can bring to the table, because not only is it something that is going to serve your market, but it's something you're going to feel extremely confident about delivering. So I'll give you an example with myself. I said at the beginning of this call that I have over 30 years of experience performing professionally on stage in front of thousands of people with an orchestra singing, but I've been performing my entire life. I took piano lessons when I was very young, and by the time I was 12 or 13 years old, I was the church pianist, and I grew up in a really Pentecostal church, and we would have missionaries come through, and we would sing all these gospel songs, and I would sit on the piano. I was 12 or 13. There was a woman behind me who played the bass guitar and the 40-year-old organist, and the three of us would jam out on Sunday mornings. So I was performing since the age of like 12, even younger than that. And then in high school, I did speaking competitions. I did extraneous storytelling for forensics and did competitions in storytelling. And then I was an opera singer, and I did master classes, and I went to New York to learn how to audition. I took posture lessons and breathing lessons and acting lessons, and I did auditions, and I did musicals, and, you know, the list goes on and on and on. And I'm telling you this because I can performance coach in my sleep. If someone wants to learn how to be a better presenter, to own the stage, command the audience, own their body, be vulnerable, be powerful, project, know how to tell their story, know how to engage, be magnetic, that is my jammy jam. That is my zone. I've done it my entire life. I know what I'm doing. That is my superpower. So when I step to the table, I own that. I own it. I know my value, and I'm extremely confident in that. You have that as well. It may not be performing, but there is something about you that you are extraordinary at delivering. And when you can figure that out, that unique niche, that unique value, that unique gift, you will be unstoppable, because people will be magnetized and electrified by your confidence. So number five is own your power, baby. Number six, swim with the sharks. Swim with the sharks. If you want to raise your game, you've got to surround yourself with people who are also playing to win. This means you might have to stretch yourself a little bit. It might mean going to events where influencers and ideal clients are hanging out that is not in your immediate vicinity. You might have to dedicate more time, more energy, more money to travel out of your immediate area. But it's going to be so worth it. And, you know, if you are strategic and intentional about your efforts, it's going to be worth it as well. If you go to an event that takes a little more time and money, have an objective, have a goal, have a person, right? You really want to get in front of the people that you're trying to reach, and you want to rub shoulders with people who are also energized, who are movers and shakers. It's going to be such a game changer for you. Just being around these players is going to inspire you and raise your game. Now, on the other hand, you have to ditch encounters that offer no room for growth or make you feel self-conscious about your bigger aspirations. Nothing is going to drag you down more than being around negative, small-minded, and critical people. It's going to damage your progress just about more than anything else. So swim with the sharks. Find your people. Get in the energy of that mindset of people who are also aspiring to be great. Okay, number 7, take bold actions. You have to be willing to step out of your comfort zone to get the things you really want, right? I mean, you don't get a rock hard abs and tushy by sitting on your couch all afternoon, right? That doesn't take very much effort. You've got to hit the gym. You've got to change your diet. You've got to push yourself. Same is true for any area of your life, whether it's your relationships, your business, any goal that you have. If you don't push yourself, if you don't take bold actions, you're going to continue to get the kind of results you have now. And I mean bold actions. You really want to quantum leap where you're going. Don't just do the thing that's safe, right? I'm just going to do this little thing here. No, you've got to give yourself something that's going to really rock your world. So give yourself an assignment. Take one bold action a week, a month, every other week, a day, even if it's something small. Make it impactful and significant. So here's an example. I will call and insert whatever name you want to insert. It's a reach, someone who's going to stretch you. A JV partner, someone you want to interview. I just did this. I just sent an email this morning, actually, to someone that's a reach for me that I want to have on my show on Thrive. And I was a little bit, sweaty palms when I hit the send button, but it was a reach for me. So fill in the blank of whoever that is for you. I will call blankety blank by May 30th or whatever date. Or I will apply to speak at the blank conference by June 1st. Whatever it is, put a date on it and then do it. I know this can be scary, makes your heart race a little bit, but remember this. You can feel safe and cozy and comfortable, or you can be successful. But rarely do those things go hand in hand. Okay, number 8, do your research. If you want to approach someone who's further along than you are in your industry, you want to know as much as possible about them or about your industry or about the market. Wherever you are trying to play bigger, you want to know what you're getting into. Do as much research as possible. And now if you're reaching out to someone who you want to have as a mentor, who you want to have as a JV partner, who you just want contact with, you want to do this research so that you can, A, give real value to them, like we talked about before, show up as a giver, and B, show that you're really interested in them and in their work, and you're not just trying to use their influence for your benefit, right? Nobody likes a suck-up. Nobody likes to feel used. No one likes a brown noser, right? You want to feel like people are genuinely interested in you, that they've done their homework. Like if someone comes up to me and says, I read your article on how to find your voice, and it really moved me. Or I saw your podcast with that interview with the penguin lady, and oh my God, that gave me an insight that changed the way I think about things. That makes me feel really great. I'm like, wow, this person's following me. They're interested in what I have to say. So do your research. By doing your research, you're going to better understand how to position yourself in relationship to the person that you're reaching out to as well, right? If you really research them, just like, showing up a value and you're like, they want to do a lot of speaking. Oh, well, maybe they need a performance coach. So when I talk to them, I might offer them a tip about performing, right? So you want to position yourself in relationship to them. So I might introduce myself to that person as a performance coach as opposed to maybe introducing myself to them as a brand strategist because I do both things, right? It's being smart about it. And by doing your research, you're going to learn about their world, right? And who the other players are in it. that you also might want to connect with, right? So do the research. It's going to help you so much. It's going to help you feel really confident. Number 9, as we move on, this one, I think this one is the cornerstone for me, and it's the biggest one, even though it's number 9, not number 1 or not number 10, it's the biggest one to me about power moves and really positioning yourself as a leader. If you do nothing else, if you get nothing else from this call, please pay extra special attention to number 9. Get out your pen. Calm yourself down. Listen. Number 9. Be bold about proclaiming your point of view. Becoming known as a thought leader is one of the very best ways to gain attention and authority. Not everyone is going to have the courage or the forethought to express what they truly believe in a strong, provocative way. Doing this is going to separate you from the crowd and definitely position you as a leader. You know, it's something a lot of people don't do because they're not clear yet. They don't actually know what they stand for. They haven't done the inner work. They haven't done the thought work. They haven't done the writing. They haven't really clarified what their point of view is. And your point of view is the cornerstone of your entire brand. If you understand your why, if you understand what you believe, if you understand what is important to you about the world, you are going to be so passionate about it. If you can truly connect to that, it is going to set your whole world on fire. One of my points of view is that I believe if you have your voice, you have everything, period. I was going to say you have everything to succeed, but you really have everything. If you have ownership of your own voice, of your creative expression, of your way of expressing yourself in the world, of expressing your beliefs, of how you interpret things, you can build an empire. You can change the course of history. You can do anything. If you know what you stand for and can articulate that, and it is fueled by organic, personal passion that is connected to you and your history and your story and your body, you can do friggin' anything. Whew, can you tell that this is my point of view? Can you tell that I'm passionate about this? This is my point of view. You may not have the same point of view, and that's totally cool. And you might think my point of view is garbage, and that's also totally cool, because people who are leaders don't lead by consensus. They lead by their beliefs. And if you have beliefs, people are going to follow you. And you know what else people are going to do? People are going to hate you. They're going to criticize you. They're going to try to pull you down and tell you that you're wrong. And you know what? That's wonderful, because that means you are making an impact. And if you are coming from a place and a heart of service and integrity and authenticity, it does not matter if people don't agree with you. You should applaud that, because you are carving a unique path and changing the world. And if you get your voice out there, eventually you're going to create buzz and start getting invitations to play at bigger and more prestigious tables. I told you number 9 was going to be a big one. Be bold about proclaiming your point of view. Okay. So number 10 seems kind of like anticlimactic after number 9, but number 10 supports everything that we've talked about to this point. Number 10, nurture a powerful mindset. Oh, lordy, lordy, lordy. If you were listening to number 9, you're going to know that it takes a lot of mental, spiritual, personal, psychological, emotional fortitude to be a resilient leader. If you allow negativity to pollute your mind, it will knock you off your game. You have to be vigilant about nurturing your positivity and grounding in to your personal power. Do you know that it takes 3 positive experiences, 3 positive thoughts, 3 positive quotes to break even with 1 negative one? So if you watch a negative story on the news, you have to read or hear three positive stories, quotes, whatever, have three positive experiences in relationship to that one negative one, just to come back to equilibrium. That's not even to be positive. That's just to break even. And it's because your brain is not designed to make you happy or successful. Your brain's job is to keep you alive. It's for survival. So its job is to scan the horizon for anything that it might be, that might be dangerous, that might be a perceived threat. So your brain pays more close attention to things that are threatening, that it perceives as threatening. So anything that feels uncomfortable or unusual, your brain is going to perceive as threatening, as scary, as unsafe. So as you're trying to grow and things feel uncomfortable, your brain is going to be like, oh, wait a minute, wait a minute, wait a minute. This is unsafe. So you've got to nurture and strengthen the muscle of success and positivity with your brain. And I'm a big believer in all of the things that work. Throw the whole kitchen sink at it. Do affirmations. Read inspirational texts. Turn off negative television. Listen to podcasts. Watch speakers. Watch TED Talks. Watch shows that lift you up and movies that are inspirational. Meditate. Do visualizations. And a really, 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 really big part of this is taking care of your body, because your brain resides in your body. It's a part of your body. So feed your body nutritious food. Get enough sleep. Take breaks. Go out into nature. Really take care of yourself. Limit stressful, toxic situations. This is about being on fire. And you cannot be on fire if you're sleep deprived, if you're nutritionally deprived. And believe me, I know we all have our struggles with this area. I have the sweet tooth the size of Mount Fuji. So I'm not sitting here saying I am better than anybody else. But you have to work at it, and you have to want what you want more than giving in to negativity. Basically, you need to do whatever you need to do on a regular basis to keep your mind in the power zone. If you do that, you're gonna soar. Okay, we have finished the 10 steps. I'm going to do a quick review of what we've covered so far. These are the 10 power moves to position yourself as a leader in your industry, whatever that industry is. Have a clear vision of what success looks like for you. Emblazon that into your brain and keep it the forefront. Do a vision board, whatever you have to do to keep that vision, that clarity in the front of your mind. Number two, look the part. Have a polished presence. Have a polished image, the way you dress, the way you present yourself online. And one thing I forgot to mention when I was talking about that before, please invest in high-quality professional pictures. Don't have your sister or your cousin take your pictures unless they're a professional photographer. And as your budget grows, you can do better and better projects. But this is an investment in your business, so please take that seriously. Number three, be visible. People can't find you if you're not out there, if you don't have your voice out there. Make your presence known online, on social media, in networking events. Be visible. Number four, be a giver. Remember the rule, give, 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 give some more, and then ask. Show that you are a person who comes with value to give. Number five, own your value. Own your value. Know your superpower. What is that thing that you do, that secret sauce that you can do better than almost anybody else, that you could do in your sleep, that you're supremely confident about delivering? And then stand in that. Own your worth. Do not discount your pricing or your value. And do not defer or kowtow to other people. Own your value. Number six, swim with the sharks. Play where big players play. Rub shoulders with people who are going to inspire you and motivate you and encourage you to go for your big dreams. Number seven, take bold actions, right? Get out of your comfort zone and challenge yourself and keep yourself accountable by giving yourself deadlines. Number eight, do your research. Show up as someone who's done their research, who is thoughtful, who wants to contribute and not just use people, but do it also so you know how to position yourself in your market and in your industry. Number nine, Be bold about proclaiming your point of view. Own your power voice. Get your voice out there. And if you don't know what your point of view is, get clear. Do the work. Figure it out, because that is the cornerstone to your empire. And number 10, nurture that powerful mindset. Do whatever it takes to keep positivity flowing and washing over you on a regular basis. Okay, those are the 10 power moves to being a leader in your industry. If you felt like some of those were things that you need help with, if you need help with your point of view, if you're not sure about your point of view, if you're not sure which bold actions to take, which strategic moves to make, who the players are that you should be rubbing shoulders with, what networking events you should go to, if you don't have a clear vision for success, if you know maybe your image needs a little work and you're not quite as polished as you should be, if you're not sure where to be visible, any of those things, I encourage you to reach out. I offer a complimentary Step into the Spotlight strategy session, and you can contact me by emailing me at heather@clearvoicebranding.com, and I will give you my expert feedback on how to launch your star brand and achieve celebrity status in your industry. I want to thank you so much for joining me on the call. I know that inside each of you is a star. And I would love to help you unlock that potential so that you can claim your spot in the spotlight with confidence. Again, reach out to me at heather@clearvoicebranding.com. And you can also find me on social media, on Facebook, on Twitter, on Instagram. My handle is Heather Poduska. Until next time, rock on, people. Here's to hitting all your high notes. Bye-bye.